It's Soul Raver Show number 8. Yeah, and we got me. I'm back. Almighty Creator is back, and you totally saw the inside of my house.
On the blog entry, we see. Yeah, this is Enemy Lasagna returning to you from beyond the asylum.
Yeah, freaking insane.
And we've got Satan as well.
Satan, our chief coder, since Furiel has currently died at some point during development.
By the way, people, I'd just like to let you all know that we're recording it from my computer today to see if it makes any difference in terms of sound. We were supposed to do that last week, but everyone else was too busy ditching me. So how have you guys all been since last week?
Well, my first week of, I suppose you could say, summer break was pretty nice. I mean, I didn't get too much... I did some Soul Raver work, I suppose, but otherwise I was just chilling out.
And, I've been down here on vacation in Louisiana, where the rest of my family is, and I've been working on the fight revamp.
Right.
Have you seen a Louisiana woman, a Mississippi man?
I don't think so.
Have you met the Mississippi Queen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Are we gonna make song jokes about Louisiana and Mississippi for the rest of the show?
Well, I guess we could.
I don't know how long we could keep it up, because how many songs are there actually about Louisiana and Mississippi?
I've pretty much blown all the ones I know.
And the one I knew. So we've reached an impasse.
So, let's think about songs about Texas.
Yeah, and I can change my avatar because I saw it in D's.
I am really glad you changed that, because that thing was freaking creepy beforehand. It was just all like pretending to twist.
Now when we actually get those to work, but that's far off because there's more important and exciting things are going on.
Can I ask you to do something? Could you like put your microphone and kind of push it further away from your mouth to see if it makes any difference to the cloudiness of your voice?
It's like 6 feet from my mouth.
Maybe that's
the problem.
Then make it come closer and see if that does anything.
Oh, hey everybody, now am I screaming and shouting?
Actually, you're much clearer now. You're much clearer.
Oh, joy. Okay, that problem was settled. So you heard what I was saying before.
If not, he was just talking about how much he enjoyed his holiday and all that.
Yeah. So, yeah, EMD... I'm not EMD. EL, you did go insane last show because I ditched you.
You didn't ditch me at the last minute. You kind of warned me that you would ditch me a couple of minutes before that. And people, if I have no one to talk to, I invent people to talk to. Besides, I needed to keep the show interesting somehow, and I thought a mental break would work. I didn't actually plan on it, it just happened.
Also, you angered Satan.
Oh, yeah. Just as a little disclaimer, Satan is not a hick. For example, here, he's going to speak to you now.
No, he's not.
Okay, now.
You're not giving him anything to say.
Satan, your timing is lousy. Okay, fine. Read the first question, Satan.
I think it actually, this that's confusing. Answer the one in Toad 76 thing.
Which one? I can't see it.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
is confusing.
What rewards will we get from PvP? Is that what you mean?
Yep, that's the question. And you can tell Satan's not hidden.
We haven't really developed the PvP system all that much. We've got ideas, but for those wondering,
what 276 question was, unless I show my PvP...
He's already said it, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, go on.
But yeah, the system... Satan's right. The system is in the works because we do want to satisfy the club it's very fetal.
Just let you all know, we have a club on the team by the name of Evil Metal Dog, and she is going to give us hell or high water if we do.
Yeah, why do you think she's called Evil Metal Dork? Her name's... If she wasn't a club, she'd just be Metal Dork.
And if she wasn't a metal club, she'd just be a dork.
Okay, this one I gotta answer.
Can we kind of go back...
Yeah.
I don't know, should we do them in order or something? I swear...
I am going in order. Yeah, but... I'm not skipping around. I mean, those first five are just discussion.
Right.
So, yeah. Is there any point making lighthearted game suggestions if you're going to assume that half the suggestions coming your way are somehow viciously attacking the temporary game mechanics? The response I get and some responses you've given others have been needlessly aggressive and totally uncalled for. I can only understand how much work this sort of thing takes and appear unrewarding, but getting angry with the player base during Soul Raver show isn't entirely fair. I'm sure going to turn around and delete my account and such, but that's okay, I've put down my chips. Oh well, a thought-out, polite response is all I ask. And Limey Greg... I'm going to read his question because this is the question where I was like, don't read it, it's just messing with us. But as a semi-jocular content suggestion, could the current fight mechanics, whereby the enemy attacks first, be kept to an extent in a future incarnation, but reversed by obtaining a future in-game skill of sorts whereby you learn what the word attack means? It's a vague
idea. I'm not too sure about that idea.
The reason I just said ignore it because it's not going to even be relevant. It's not going to be relevant the way you originally phrased it because he said make an ability where it switches what happens first in combat, because right now in combat when you attack the monster's attack appears before your own. He was making fun of. He was saying, okay, switch that or make that ability to switch that around so it actually makes sense. And Not only is that going to be fixed sooner than we have skills,
I swear that we could make it something like, you know, where combat initiative determines whether you attack first or second.
I mean, maybe it could work like that as a bit of a joke. I mean, later, like, not even a joke, like, part of the mechanics, but... he's saying, like, oh, wow, you ignored my one question, but so not, you
is
must
that,
hate the
player is
base.
That,
that's
what,
not
is that what he
saying.
Thinks?
That's
what he's referring to?
I mean, he's saying I'm attacking people for making, light game suggestions that won't work. And
oh, if that's what
why can't I if, say that's not going to work? He's saying that I shouldn't...
Okay,
maybe
well,
I'm, maybe
if that's
I'm
what
reading it wrong again, but he basically, he's saying I can't...
Well, if that's what
I
he's saying, then I'd like to add something. Okay, you people, you may have wonderful suggestions that might be the epiphany of the universe, but they may not work for this game. We know what's going on behind the scenes. We know what we're doing in the coding. We know what's going to be happening later in life in this game. We know what is going to happen. We've got it all planned out to some extent. You guys do not know what's going on. Your ideas may not fit. Your ideas may completely be irrelevant. So...
And again, that doesn't mean that we're gonna, you know, think your suggestions are stupid. It's just that sometimes they don't work, and we don't really tell you this unless you're posting a question. But we're not attacking and being aggressive. We're just saying that's not gonna work. I don't understand why you guys have to be so annoyed.
And
by
I'd just
that.
Like
just
to make one more comment
work.
About what he said about deleting people. We do not delete accounts ever anymore. The only time we deleted it was because of a database wipe that I think was essential. But we don't do deleting of accounts anymore. In fact, I think the only reason we'll ever delete accounts is for some sort of chat or trade abuse.
And even then we would disable them. I don't know if we would leave that gap.
Well, eventually we'll have to so we can get rid of bandwidth problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
But anyway,
you know,
since we
do
just...
do it just because we're angry with you.
I think that
well,
you guys missed...
I didn't understand what he was talking about at all. I was just taking it for what SBF is saying. Okay.
I read the question word for word, so I don't know what...
What he meant was... there were some comments about the fight and how it was messed up, and people were constantly going on about that, so we did kind of respond a little aggressively because we were getting so many responses.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you're right. That's half the question. I mean, he's saying half that and half, you know, don't read my question because it doesn't make any sense. But you're right, because what, I'll explain this again, EL, is that in the forums, people were all constantly reporting bugs about combat, and we did seem a bit angered by the fact that we kept making the same bug reports.
Oh, okay. Well, I think if that sort of thing should happen, then wouldn't the easiest thing be to update the front page with something?
I mean, why clutter it up? I mean, people kind of know. We answered the question we even said in the forums that it's going to get fixed. Please stop repeating.
But people that don't normally read the full entirety of the bug report. I mean, that thing's 20 something pages long. Yeah. Would you go through that to find out if your bug's already been bugged?
I mean, you could search.
But people don't know what it's worth it is.
For
it,
make sure it's not been recorded a million times.
This is a good thing about not being a coder. Okay.
It's worth it if you try.
People should try. This is a good thing about not being a coder. I don't have to worry about bug reports.
Okay.
It's going to make me think it's more complicated.
Yeah.
No!
Are we out of questions already?
No. I hope not.
Okay, I went to the second page, and then the ones
that were
on there.
Please don't delete things as we go along. It makes things more complicated for me. Also, I plan to you didn't delete all the questions that you skipped at the beginning, did you? At some point I'd like to go over those.
The beginning. They were
but now
comments
I can't.
About the show.
Oh, wait a minute. I've still got them, so I'm just going to copy-paste and put it somewhere.
Okay, there's a... there's only four
fine.
More actual
fine, but...
questions. The rest was just discussion. Which makes me sad. Which I do want to say, people, in case you actually care to listen. We did talk about this a bit, and progress has been a bit slow. But things are getting done behind the scenes.
Just because you cannot see it doesn't mean you can't
don't
believe
think that
it.
Died.
Anyway, I know it's a bit early for that reference, but oh well. Okay.
Molotov Knights asks, one of my biggest pet peeves about KOL is that it doesn't have enough cowbell. Will Soul Raver have more cowbell?
Reference is so
have a
very
item,
overdone.
It's becoming a bit overused, and I appreciate the stab at humor, because that is
I really don't get where
I
came
probably
from.
Will stick cowbell in somewhere as a joke, but,
I don't have Saturday Night Live in the
little
rock I live on.
Thing, though, right?
Okay. Well,
that's where it came from. So
I don't care enough to do it to bother looking for it. Sorry, to be honest.
I mean, you could. Learn to appreciate...
If I ever feel the urge for a diet soda...
If you ever feel the urge... Jim Wardmaster asks, not to make another KOL comparison, but if there is an ascension-like mechanism as previously discussed, thus starting the quest over and all, will there be any sort of optional challenges?
Maybe
the Honors Program Plan 2 major is hardcore or something? We haven't talked about it on Death Watch,
I'm
going to humor the idea, because that makes repeated gameplay...
No, it'll have to be for the second ascension. People wonder, what does that mean? So...
Right, but we actually do have plans to spice up...
Okay, but we're not doing anything like your original quiz.
Yeah, the concept.
More replayability.
Just to clarify that up, Quizzog, not the animal, the actual thing that Quizzog was originally named for in this game, which was a strange time idea, which I still don't fully understand, which I think will make things unnecessarily complicated. But we could do something similar to that, I guess. I've got a couple of ideas for that regarding narrative, but not regarding mechanics. So I'll go over them with you when we are finished with the show. Is that okay for you, Mr. Coda? Wow, that was stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. We just something happened and it stopped recording.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Ish. What happened was there was this loud beep, and then suddenly I was kicked off the stream. But not really. I could hear everything these guys were saying. I was actually narrating it back to them in NIRC, just to prove it. It was really, really strange because I could hear them. Recording stopped because the recording's coming on in my part of the world, but. Wow, that was annoying.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Okay, seriously, anyone out there who is able to make streaming recording things like that, like something like was offered beforehand, please do so soon, because if this is going to happen every single time, I want out. Fair enough, though. This is the first time that's happened.
Well, there's one question left, and it's this. Pizza Pimp asks, do you guys think you're ever going to hit the hour mark and yell at that guy making chat to go faster?
You missed a question.
No, there was no
question. Yes, you did, You missed a question.
No, I totally didn't.
Yes, you did. Molotov Knife was asking, will each class have a guild type thing similar to what they have in Chaos
Valley? Oh, you're right.
Anyway, I'm going to...
Yeah.
You don't deserve to answer that. You have failed in your duties. You... failed! Anyway, Molotov Knight asks, will each class have a guild type thing similar to what they have in KOL? And to that we say yes and no. There will be a guild-ish type thing. It's not going to be a guild like you're going to get in to somewhere and learn some new skills and things, but it's going to be an area that's class-specific, that's going to give you some new class-specific features.
Yay, features.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be features that only that class can do. I think even if you ascend, that you won't be able...
They will be features that have to do with creatures.
Well, some will, to be honest.
Yeah, some.
And, by the way, this is the reason you shouldn't be deleting as you go along, because you might miss things.
Maybe that's because I just don't read the what looks like random chatter.
Yeah. Okay. From now on...
Which is annoying. I should look over the question thread and delete that.
No, don't. Leave it in there. Because luckily I've got a small copy of it that I'm going to read from to see if there's anything interesting once we run out of questions.
Well, Pizza Pimp, if time can tell us anything right now, we're probably not going to hit the hour mark until, say, when we release a bunch of new content and people are like, tell us
The thing is that we rely wholly on you guys. I mean, if you don't send us questions, we don't start the asking. So if you want us to hit the hour mark, send us a whole lot of questions. Give us a whole lot.
And by a whole lot, we mean like 20 pages.
Well, 20 pages.
Is that what
you meant? Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about when he was talking about the hour mark.
I was kind of confused. I thought maybe it meant, like, rollover. I have no clue what it meant.
You guys think you're going to
make that? Well, you guys just make... If you just keep making millions and millions of multis, then sure, we'll hit the hour mark in rollover. Yeah.
Also, yell at the guy who
is that?
Go faster.
Olaf.
Olaf. Make Chaco faster.
Seriously, though, what is going on with that? Last I heard, we were meant to have chat like 3 weeks ago.
Well, no, Olaf is working on it on and off. He's got a lot of stuff going on right now, and he'll get it done when he gets it done. We can't code a chat. I don't have the capability. Fire, I don't know if he does or not, but he's not here, so...
Oh, yeah. Fire. That gets me to remember all the random names we came up with when we didn't know how to say Furial.
Bob.
Like, Fire.
We called him Bob. His name's Bob. Yeah, we got bad.
Bob, yeah.
I always thought it
was Fireball. Fireball. You know what? The fiery hole. To be absolutely honest, we're a little bit worried about our dearest one of our dearest coders. No offense, Satan, you're still dear. He has been missing in action for a little over a week. We haven't heard hair nor tail of him for quite some time, which is cause for concern. Furiel, if you're listening to this, please tell us where the hell you are. And we miss you.
Back.
Seriously, we're thinking of replacing you.
Yeah. Okay, wow, I'm retarded.
You know what's annoying? Because I got kicked out, I can't tell how long we've been on so far. I think we've done about 20 minutes in total.
Wow, crap. This is going to show...
Well, that's because he deleted half of the questions before even reading them. I'm going to go...
There weren't that many...
Well, I'm going to read from them, because I can. For example, Evil Metal Dork has revealed that she has an hysterical fear of spiders. Huh? Wouldn't have known that if I hadn't copied and saved it. So yeah, Evil Metal Dork has got a fear of spiders, which means we need to make her draw as many spiders as possible. And we need to send her pics of spiders so she can have references. Now, to be honest, camel spiders. I'd like to see a...
Have you ever seen...
Is it a spider made of camels?
Camel,
or is it a...
No.
Have you ever seen a one head?
It's a huge spider that lives out in the desert. You should go Google it and then send,
I'm gonna post it in IRC, because that is actually
camel spider.
Also,
let's take a look. Oh my bloody cheese. There's also on the images, there's like a picture of a bite from one of these things on the thumb. Wow, a camel spider. This thing is almost adorable.
The camel spider has to be the YouTube video that it links to is kind of priceless. The camel spider is one of the most horrific animals on Earth. And the video kind of proves it.
Send me a link on the IRC. I want to see that. Oh.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. Makes me want to kill it. It's not this as much as it just creepy.
Okay, let's take a look at this thing. Open a new browser. Oh, let's see, it's loading. Let's take a look at this thing, camel spider.
Now it's fighting with a scorpion, wow.
Okay, I'm gonna turn off the sound because it's interfering. That thing is huge.
Yeah, but wow, that thing is huge.
And I'm looking at the still image of it right now. What would you eat if you were a spider in the desert?
It's a scorpion.
I'm looking at the image of it right now. It's got what looks like two red tongues, which are very hairy and spiky. And it's got under dark outside, he says we have these. It's got 10 legs. That can't be a spider. What's going on? It's not a spider. It's got 10 legs.
They just call it a camel.
Okay, so that makes sense. It's not actually a spider.
Yeah, soul figures are wind scorpion, are not technically spiders, but belong to an order of arachnids known for their speed, their large, forward-pointing, biting fangs. They live in tropical or subtropical areas.
This thing looks like I wouldn't want to step on it. It looks like it would be deadly just to touch it. What would you do if you found this on your bed?
I would scream.
Satan, what would you do?
I'm a wimp like that, but still.
I don't know, I don't want to kill it, but I probably want to if I saw it, but I don't want to kill it because I don't like killing insects and invertebrates like that. I'd probably like to stun it and then lead it outside and hope it walks away. Maybe I'll find a scorpion to feed it.
Maybe you can just put it on a Soul Raver show and see if it gets freaked out by your presence. And you're talking about crazy
is what it would
things.
Say. How can you? How would
yeah.
you?
Yeah, that'd be a great Soul Raver show. Soul Raver show number 23, starring EL and.
So, Mr. Camel Spider, what do you think about Soul Raver's current state? What do you think of the brand new campus that we just stated? Do you think that we should add more or less of the giant raving lunatics?
Oh, also, do we want how many pictures do you want of
he says 27.
EMD to draw for you?
EMD, I said.
He could be a member.
Wait,
of
this
the
is this
team.
Is a giant. Remember the on the first show when we were talking about the spider that guards the forums? This is it. Our spider is a camel spider named Earl. We have a camel spider named Earl guarding the dev forums. There you go. Okay, so anyone who is wondering about our spider named Earl,
yeah,
it's not actually a spider. It's a camel spider who is hairily ferocious. Seriously, search for a camel spider, magnify it, put it into your face, and that's what you would see if you came into the dev forum unwanted.
That'd actually be... Man, now that gives me a really good idea for that image I'm going to do for...
Oh, no. No, you're going to...
I'm going to change that PHPB.
I don't like where this is going. EMD,
I have a really good idea.
Suggest you don't log on to the forums for a while. Don't worry, it's not actually a spider, so you shouldn't be afraid
ever
of it.
Ever again.
Dun, dun, dun. Anyway. NC Sorcerer has said, EL, consult Shoutcast for streaming radio. Yes, I'm consulting with the Shoutcast radio because I'm insane again. Also, increasing the amount of posts per topic is altered by... Seriously, about the increasing posts per topic, what's going on with that?
That is ridiculously annoying because I cannot actually do anything about that. It shows you options for individual threads, but even then it doesn't actually work.
That's about anyone who is familiar with this format of forum, could you please...
And not,
you say
and not
you know,
NC Sorcerer,
but you
because
don't.
You say you know, but
you're
come on, man.
Faker.
You don't actually know.
You're a liar. You're a deceiver. Okay.
I wouldn't call him a faker. I'm just saying
you're
maybe
not
you
a faker.
Used a different
you're a liar.
Style of
you're a deceiver. You're
an encryptor.
The keeper of the secrets of which you will not divulge. Either way, you're not telling us what we need to know. Anyway, NC says, and EL has too much fun talking with himself, says NC Sorcerer. I don't think you guys should ditch him again. No, don't you guys like me when I'm alone?
It's
a shame. I thought I'd be good on my own, but apparently everyone hates it when I'm on my own. I guess we'll know what to do when people annoy us. Yeah, I'll bring my elephant mask.
Personal visit from EL.
I'm trying to find the logo. I'm also trying to very much
I don't know,
people,
I mean,
so
we,
I'm sorry.
You know what we could do?
We could
have a
up,
short conversation about
there?
Something that we're planning to do. Okay, let's take a think about a topic. What do we think? Yes, let's talk about topics. So, what's your favorite topic?
A topical topic?
Camel spider. Yeah, in your own time. Anyway, for the sake of things, what do you think of what do you think of Diablo Scourge's brand spanking new avatar? I don't know, I like projection.
I love the reference it's making.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it, and it's starting now, it's like, I'm taking your chest,
yeah,
I'm hitting you over the head, I'm wearing it as a hat. Excellent,
time,
my
that,
work here is done.
Time spent, you scared me more than I've ever.
Now all I need to do is terrify Furiel before he dies of leukemia. I don't actually know if he has leukemia. Okay. If you do, then I hope you don't die.
If he does, then you've just offended him. Yeah, I did actually, I think I was the one who initially
people
had that
just
thought that maybe Furiel actually does have a very deadly illness.
Well, he did have bronchitis.
Well, wait, he had pneumonia.
Yeah, he had
what did he have? Pneumonia and what?
I think pneumonia too.
Wow.
Oh, bronchitis. I've known people who have had bronchitis. It's not as bad as people say it is. I mean, okay, it's a breathing problem, and it makes breathing a little bit hard, but it's not.
But he also had.
Yeah. Well, I know someone who I know someone who was anemic and had problems. I mean, I would say I knew, but that would give the wrong idea. No. I knew someone who had. Who was anemic. But I didn't want to say I knew, because that would make it seem like this person is dead, and they're not, they just don't go to the Yeah, that's the annoying thing with past tense when you're talking about people. People always assume that the people
tense.
You're talking about are dead, rather than just from the past. So, yeah, it's like, I knew a dog once, did he die? I had a camel spider once. Did he die? Yes, quite thankfully too. Yeah, I got a rolled up newspaper and got it to read Garfield, and then it killed itself.
I did the job myself.
My favorite one is I think my toes are jealous of my fingers because they point at things. I think that's my favorite one, besides the one where it's like two panels of him just walking by, and the last one is like him saying, I am so hip. I like the creepy ones where he says things like, this moment is gone. We cannot relive it. Poof. And there's this other one where it's like really depressing. He says, it's a new day. Yep, we're finally 2 seconds into the new day, or something like that. And this is not my lucky cat. Are you getting bored?
Yeah.
You getting bored, Sam?
You should think about ending the show.
Yeah, I kind of want to. Let's end the DL.
What is actually. Also, which stage are you at?
Also, look forward
to
the fight revamp within the next few days. I'm making progress. I am at the balancing stage. I'm trying to fix all of the balancing problems, like how you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just to let everyone know, I've done a little bit more work on my relic. I've actually thought up some interesting descriptions for each item, and also a value for it. Yeah, so you're going to look forward to my new relic very soon. By the way, for those who didn't get the memo, there is no such thing as Eeping anymore. If it says Eeping, it's a lie! They're called relics from now on. Can you change that right now, please, one of you?
Yeah, we can't. It's all over the place.
Right. The code is connected
awesome.
Across the entire
okay.
site, but I will get it
right.
done when I change
right, okay.
the equipment.
Last thing I'd like to say
years.
Is that send us more questions for the love of
yeah.
God. Or even the love of camel spiders. The love of conglomeratism. Or the severe hate of it. Or even the hate of
the
God.
The love of capitalism.
You see, I would be communist, but there are, but it doesn't actually work. Oh, and now we're going to have our political discussion. No, let's end it now before we go down there. Okay, so guys, send us more questions, please. Even if they're not game-related, just ask us anything. Yeah, we're begging. It's quite merciless. See you guys later.